And we're live.
So here's where...
Welcome back to the Beef Stew Podcast 2 fucking hours later after we fucked up with a new audio interface.
Alec, let's go ahead and stop this recording.
This is a test.
This
is testing. We're talking at the same time.
Meat. Veggies. Put that in a soup. We're talking beef stew.
Have like games, TV, movies, TikTok, and kind of go over the week, like our favorite ones
our
we
favorite,
found.
One favorite TikTok from
that
each week.
That we found, yeah.
All right, well, here we are again, Christopher.
Oh, did you start it?
After one failed attempt already at reviving
a failed day. That was a fail of a day.
And almost completely just failing in general of reviving the podcast.
It started with a lot of bang, like a firework, and petered out almost that same day.
Yeah, Chris is already to the point where he's like, if this doesn't work, we're just not going
to
do it.
I was like, how many signs do we need to have before we just take a break?
I guess I'm just more ignorant than you. I hold my middle finger up to God when something doesn't work.
He said, I don't care about that beanbag sounding noise.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of beanbag.
We'll push on this week, and then next week, maybe it'll get a little better.
And Alec will have more time to maybe figure something out. And if not, this is passing.
No, I think we're in a green area right now.
I think this is as good as we'll get. And with sound effects, too, I'm excited.
I'm always looking to improve, too. So,
because this episode won't probably have any, but, and that's because us trying to figure it out.
This episode, how long has it been since we've said that?
I feel like, because I don't count the live streams. They were fun, and they are fun to watch.
Those were more experimental, I would say.
And, like, that stuff could always happen again. But, like, this is it being the podcast. Yeah, it's been, what, like, 2 years?
It has to be.
Did we do anything for Spider-Man? Because if not, then I don't think we've done anything.
No, the last episode we did was WandaVision.
Which is 2 years ago.
The last like podcast upload we did was WandaVision. Now we did like a couple attempts on Twitch of live streaming, and then we kind of did those like Minecraft Let's Plays with
Ethan
and Paisley and Jack. Yeah, those were super fun, but didn't last.
It's hard to commit to like a game like that.
Yeah, especially when like full time jobs and everything. It's just. It's exhausting, and you got to find time to have fun, pretty much. I think that's the hard part.
But I will say, now that we have, like, something set, like, we have the equipment where we need it to be, so now it really should be showing up just recording.
Which was your problem in the past, which is why we went to live streaming, because you didn't want to drive 30 minutes.
I didn't want to drive 30 minutes and then spend 2 hours, like, trying to figure out the settings, because that would drive me nuts. Because I'd be like, Alec, when I say ready to record, I mean like the mics are hot, like we're ready to go.
It's just never that easy, though.
I know.
That's been a hard problem for you to learn. Is that there's always going to be
some technical issue.
Always expect it.
Well, and the drive's not as intense anymore, so it's like I have a little bit more time, and now like
yeah,
we have
practically
a set schedule.
Neighbors now.
Kind of, yeah. Also. Just to let everyone know, we are going to try our best. I feel like we have it pretty down to have an upload. When would we upload this? Maybe Sunday?
I'm going to give a soft launch on this in case we want to spend some time. But, I mean, if you want to get it out as soon as possible, then...
I'd like to have at least this one out because I don't need editing on this one.
I would say for a weekly podcast, Monday.
With edits. That's the other thing. We're bringing edits back. Not
Shit.
On this one.
So now you're giving me a day to do edits.
No, I would be doing the edits.
Oh, you're doing the
edits.
That's
what today was supposed to
be. Wow, what happened?
It was supposed to be me showing up.
Chris, you're like stepping up to the plate.
Well, hey, I was like, if we're going to do this.
Where was this 2 years ago when I was taking this so seriously?
Oh, yeah, I finished school. Yeah. I'm sure we talked about that, though, at some point if we got to WandaVision. Anyways.
Yeah, I guess that would have been like right around the time that you graduated.
Mm-hmm. Because
I was in my last house.
Yeah, because that came out like at the beginning of 2021. Yeah. So, and I would have had a whole half of a year out of school.
Yeah.
So, let's get to it. First topic is going to be life updates. Let me know what you got going on.
I got a new dog. insert clip if we find it here.
Of you saying, no. I am dead set that you said something. And we'll cut like this out if I find it.
Yeah.
But like, I am dead set that you said no more. Because we goofed on you. We were like, Caitlin's going to bring a third one home.
Yeah. We got a little wiener running around the house now.
So, super cute dog, though.
Yeah, it's different because both of our other dogs are like massive 100-pound dogs that are like moving boulders through the house.
I was going to say that Sirius is also like straightened up because you took him to obedience school, but I bet a nut that he is going to bark at some time.
Yeah, well, that's a given. That's the Sirius.
That's the podcast right there. It's not the same without it.
That's the Sirius guarantee.
And then even bigger news, if you want to share.
Oh, we got a bun in the oven.
Yeah, Caitlin's baking over here.
We're cooking. We're cooking some humans now.
When's that due date?
June 23rd, 2023.
And can we say what you saw yesterday?
We did our first anatomy scan yesterday, so...
And it looked like a baby.
It looked like a baby. The last time we had seen anything, it was a...
Peanut.
Squashed jelly bean is what it looked like.
But now it looks like a baby.
It's an actual human, which is...
That scare you a little bit?
So crazy. You know what? It was kind of comforting to see it like actually developing, because all we can tell is what the doctors show us, which has thus far been just a heartbeat every month.
Weirdly enough, I saw a graph of like the growth process with a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the stage you're at, the only thing that needs to grow is like the body has to get like bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, that's the baby.
Yeah. So like we're at the halfway point now. And everything we've been looking at is like, yeah, from this point on is where she starts moving. And like, these are the growing year or growing months.
Because it's like the kicking starts, because like the body's getting bigger, the legs are starting to develop.
Yeah, she was kicking and rolling around like crazy in there. And the doctor was like, okay, so which one of you is the crazy one? It's like definitely Kate.
You're like, boof.
Just don't stop moving. So yeah, it's crazy. She's already like her mom. She's a little small, which was kind of funny because the doctor like... looked at us and he was like, thank God, because you got Gigantor over here and Caitlin's so little.
Yo, I have this theory that kids grow up to be like...
I hope height. That kid looks nothing like me.
And yeah, like looks like the really, opposite yeah. gender parent.
Yeah, because Caitlin kind of looks like Mike.
Because I didn't... Like, my mom's not short. She's actually kind of taller compared to the people in her family.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
I look like your mom.
Like my mom.
And you got a little bit of your dad, though. Like yeah. in the face.
But you have like your dad's height.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. But you look a lot like your mom. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember when Snapchat did that like gender swap filter and I I did that and I looked like my mom.
Yeah, with a red-haired mom.
Yep.
Yeah,
I took away my beard and everything and like softened my facial features. And
I think your baby will be tall. Like, I think.
Not.
There's nothing wrong with that. Tall ladies.
I mean,
well, and everyone's like,
my preference is obviously smaller,
but like your child's gonna be taller, but I don't think it'll be like as tall as you,
like in between.
Yeah,
I'd be okay with that.
So
that's a good height.
Like, I don't think your baby will be
a normal height. Like,
it'll be a little taller than normal height.
Watch it be like as tall as my dad.
Like, I'm counting 5'10
5'10
for your baby. Yeah,
that's a good height.
Like a little shorter than I am.
Yeah. Right there.
I'm 6'0 or 6'1.
I'm 6'2.
Yeah.
But my dad's like 6'7.
Yeah, he's like super tall. But yeah.
So yeah, baby Durant coming soon.
You want to give a name?
Sure. We are naming her Winry. Oh. Guess what that's from. Not you, but the audience. Tell us in the comments.
Dora.
Dora?
No, it's like Dora. Oh, what is some
it's
of the
from
other...
Dora the Explorer.
You know what? I don't know if it's healthy to go over other previous names. Right? Because it's like you don't want to like start having that weird debate of like... Because they still could change at any moment.
What do you mean?
Well, I think you don't assign the baby's name until like you're there, like giving birth.
We've had this name picked out since we were in high school.
But if you fell asleep and Caitlin had to sign the paper, she could technically name the baby whatever she wants.
Mm-hmm. But that's not going to happen.
No, no, no.
We've both agreed on this.
Also, you have your new house.
Yeah, which is your old house.
Yep. Alec Dunn bought my mom's house. It's a nice house.
And the first thing we did was destroy your childhood bedroom.
Yo, I don't know what was up. There was like weird stars on the ceiling, but they were glow in the dark.
And your walls had glitter in the paint.
I don't know who's, because it's blue. So like I don't.
Your room was the blue room. Blue carpet,
now
blue
it's
walls.
The green room.
It's just a regular room now, Chris.
Is it green?
It's got like green paint, but like the floors in your room were blue. Like
I haven't blue looked carpet. If you. Oh yeah, the blue carpet. It was like all blue.
It was all blue.
You can key it out and film.
Yeah, you
leather
could. Yeah,
but
it was like the new Disney studio.
What, I don't even know what they call it, but I know what you're talking about. Like
it's something
or
pretentious,
whatever.
Like the room or something like that.
I'm also looking for a house. It is awful out there right
it
now.
It sucks.
It's
and
getting
you
worse.
Told me the rates,
yeah,
the current
like
rates right now.
Eight.
That's, I mean, that's still like kind of normal for our parents, but like the prices have hiked.
Yes.
So obviously it sucks.
And I don't think prices will go down. I think just the rate. So.
Mm-hmm. And rates.
But I think people will start making more money because it'll have to adjust because it's getting to the point where like who is supposed to live in these houses?
Whoever's the economist for the United States is not doing their job.
They're asleep. Like, I don't know. Either that or like we're feeling the effects of COVID now. Like delays.
I could imagine. I mean, think about how many people went on unemployment.
You can keep talking. Okay. Just want to make sure you're. Peter wouldn't get us off. Yeah, I don't know what's happening. I just, it's a weird game of like, if it goes down, we're now in a house that's not going to necessarily resell. But like, I don't know if houses really have ever done that. Like where the price of the house, besides like the 2008 crash,
yeah,
like have gone down.
Yeah, that's what scares me too. Because we paid a pretty penny for this house, and it was way over. We know like what your mom bought it for and everything, but
I feel like the only reason it would go down though is like if everyone started making less money.
Yeah.
But I don't think that will happen either. Because mm-hmm. It can't. Like everything else besides houses is also increasing.
Well, I would imagine that, you know, the interest rates would affect it too. Because the higher the interest rate, you know, the less likely people are to spend as much on a house.
It's weird how it works because like, the money I'm making now, I wonder how much it would have been back in 2002 or whatever.
I saw a TikTok about that last night, and this dude was saying if he were to make $30,000 now, back in the 70s, that was $250,000.
But even like early 2000s, though.
Early 2000s? Yeah. I mean, obviously.
Because like, I heard people who used to work in my older job who were like, yeah, I worked at this factory and I was making 30 an hour. And I'm like, you were making 30? Like, at a job that would probably only now pay like
15.
15.
Mm.
So like, I don't know what's happened there.
Yeah. It sucks.
Everyone seems to make it through though, so I'm not too worried.
They made it through in the past.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Shit.
Well, and you can always refinance. But anyways, boring. Let's now switch it up. I'm trying to see if we've hit
boring
everything.
Adult topics.
I'm getting Let's married here about... soon, but I'll talk more about that when it happens.
Oh,
yeah, because it's getting close, and I'm excited. But
you want to say who you're getting married to? We covered all this in the last time we
tried
to record.
Yeah, it's hard to know what we talked about last time. I am marrying your cousin Hannah.
Yeah, Chris is fulfilling his lifelong dream to become related to me and Avery.
The prophecy. No, I'm excited.
He's the chosen one.
I feel bad for Hannah.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think most of our family feels bad for you. I think right before he asked, a lot of our family was like, are you sure?
No, it all depends on how much butane a person can sustain. Because, like, You're like one
of those cows when they get bloated with gas and they stick the little needle in and it's like a little lighter that goes.
You know what I think there is a difference in now, though? And I could be wrong, but I do live... I lived in an apartment at the time. I now live in a rental home. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's weird to live with someone in that environment. It's weirdly freeing, but at the same time, I've learned a lot.
I forgot you even had an apartment.
Well, because, like, one of the things me and JB, especially, like, this past year have tried to do... Because at first we were like, we're just going to make our own meals, be separate, all that. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's so much cheaper and easier if we make stuff together. Even if it's, like, making something that the other person puts up, like, later.
Yeah. And then you have leftovers, and you can eat for multiple days.
Yeah. And I've learned to make certain things. Hannah doubts me, but I have 6 things, I think. Like, I can make spaghetti. I can make... I'm trying to not include frozen stuff, because I can pop a frozen pizza. And I'll tell you what, I'll pop a frozen pizza, dude. Ah, man, I'd smash a whole Tony's on my own.
Well, what about that? We had a guy's night recently where we made chicken fettuccine.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take any notes?
I could have made that on my own.
Okay.
I always worried about cooking chicken. Yeah. And now I feel more confident about that because, like,
it's pretty easy.
Yeah. It's a thing of, like, trying to see these people, try not to get any brown on it, but still making sure it's cooked. But as to where I'm okay with, like, a little bit of a crispy brown on the outside because it's like, I know it's at least cooked.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, with the noodles and it being cut up, it's, I'm not worried about that. Yeah. And I that was pretty easy.
I prefer my chicken pretty done too.
But I can also do tacos. I can do salad is like, it sounds easy, but I feel like working at Subway, I've learned how to make like a pretty decent salad, like chopping it up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And using like chicken and stuff, even like some fruit I've learned how to do. Cause like strawberries in a salad sounds weird, but it's actually pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
Learned that from Applebee's. I didn't work there, but
I think Wendy's had one like that too.
It's pretty good. I'm trying to think. Oh, there's some like, there's a breakfast casserole I've learned how to make that's really good. Oh yeah. It's just like a lot of cooking separate things and then mixing them together. Like, I now know how to make this really good mac and cheese that Hannah's family taught me how to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you do that and mix chicken in and then put that over like mashed potatoes, that's a KFC bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy to eat and make.
You get some brown gravy with that?
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, and like, you can do the fresh potatoes, and especially if I'm not making it for a lot of people, like if it's just me and Hannah, or like right now me and JB, it wouldn't be like too time consuming.
You can fry your own chicken too.
Yeah, I've fried my own chicken before.
Some good stuff.
Yeah. It's just a little time consuming. As to where the
payoff is so good.
Yeah, though. It is. It's very good. And it's soft too. Like, you can make the breading like softer breading.
Mm-hmm.
But enough about that.
Cooking's fun.
Cooking is fun. We made something recently. I've made disasters, though. Hannah doubts my confidence. I've made some utter disasters.
You know what? I don't think I ever finished editing the spaghetti video, but...
That gave me a headache. The milk in the microwave just gave me a headache.
I can't believe you live like that.
I did it here.
Mm-hmm.
You are now in the chef's kitchen.
Yep.
Not in that microwave, though.
Okay.
There's a new microwave.
Okay.
But Thank God. Another thing we need to get to is, I'd say let's go ahead and do the main topic before we get to entertainment. Because there's a lot of entertainment to cover, and there are some certain things I really want to hit. But let's go ahead and do our main topic. And
there's a lot we've missed over the past 2 years, but I think something that's important that we need to touch on now is, you've got it written down in the doc, but it's Andrew Tate.
And it's, in general, the topic covers like single dudes. Because, this blew up.
It's like incels are taken over.
I'm not like physically fit, but I'm happy in my life and I'm happy with the people. Well, yeah. Like, I think what Andrew Tate is, I think he's awful.
Yeah.
The crimes he's committed, and he's admitted on camera about like, what's it called? Like the nice guy, or where you like, you pretend to be their boyfriend to bring them into the country. 'Cause this is what he did. He brought people in. Yeah, human trafficking, but there's like a specific technique that's it's called.
Oh.
Where it's you make someone financially dependent on you. So what he would do is he's in Romania right now, but he would bring people from other countries in who did not make a lot of money, but who know him because he's like making this promise of, you know, dating them because he talks to them like digitally. So he flies them in. They have no money. So now they're financially dependent on him. And then he switches it up to where I now need you to do this cam girl stuff. And I don't know about the physical stuff of what he exactly does. I would not be surprised. And I personally believe he has a physical threat to him that causes them to also want to do it. But I mean, the financial,
wasn't he like,
he's a kickboxer and he said he's into BDSM.
Yeah.
But if the other person isn't, it's no longer BDSM. It's just beating someone up.
Right.
So, like, yeah, he's kind of dangerous in that. Well, not kind of. He's very dangerous in that way. And I think people endorse him because he has all of that. But he focuses on, like, this is why you're not getting dates. And there are a lot of men who are not getting dates. But I think they're getting fed like bullshit from this dude.
I think he's taking advantage of sad, lonely men.
Yeah. And they're sad and lonely. And I don't think it's because they're not working out enough.
Yeah.
I think that could be part of it. Like, if you're...
I think it's because they don't go outside enough.
Well, and I think dudes who, like... There's a certain... I don't know. Like, I'm bigger and I'd never really struggled with that aspect of it. But I had, like, confidence in myself. So
right, yeah.
I feel like that's part of it. And what I mean by confidence is also being, like, self-respectful with your time. Because I feel like if you can show you respect your own time, the other person you're trying to engage with also does. Like, I think a big thing is guys right now aren't really wanting a relationship. They're just wanting to hook up. And it's like, if you're just wanting to hook up, I can't really help you. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's healthy either. I mean, it's fine to hook up, but I feel like there's enough tools where you could do that. You don't have to go to Andrew Tate. And you still have to be honest. Like, if you're like, I specifically just want to hook up, I don't want to date, just be clear about it.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to be weirdly aggressive or the other end trying to be funny about it, I don't think is good. I don't know. What do you think? Like, if you were on Tinder right now and you're just trying to get a hookup, we'll go over dating here in a second. If you're just trying to get a hookup, how do you go about it?
I think there's a lot of problem with people not being honest up front these days.
Yes, I agree.
And I think that's been getting a lot of people in trouble recently because there is such a dramatic fine line between, it's almost like a transaction, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, but you got to make sure both sides are consenting and, like, you're not, you know, trying to persuade somebody to engage.
Well, and if you're going to see a person as an object, you have to be ready to make yourself objectifiable, too. So, like, if you're talking about working out, I guess that would kind of apply there.
It's hard for me to talk about that because I have never been a part of any of the Tinder stuff. Like, that all came after me and Kate got together.
Well, and I think even now, like, I wouldn't want to be a part of that.
Just yeah, no, like, it seems super sad. And, you know, somebody who, somebody I know who, well, not I know, but, like, somebody I've observed who is notable and, like, speaks openly about it is Bobby Lee. Is actually kind of experiencing that right now. And he said something interesting on one of their recent podcasts. I think it was Bad Friends, but he was like talking about how he doesn't know who he is and that like all of the Tinder stuff seems so superficial and like nobody's real because him and Kalilah just broke up and they were together for 10 years. And it's like, you kind of just want somebody who you know and like they know you.
Yeah, like you want.
I think all these people
relationship, right?
Get excited about like one night stands and just don't realize how much damage that can actually do.
Yeah, because I mean, isn't it technically just objectifying the other person? Because you're really just seeing them as a sex object. Like, both ways.
Not even the other person. It's just, like, the women in general. Men in general.
Yeah, I mean, well, and it's like, I think with hookups, too, because I know people who are in that space, and it seems like the idea is, like, hook up and then never talk to this person again. Where it's like, if you're wanting hookups, like, what is the problem with it being the same person? But then I guess it's like, well, you're scared to build a relationship.
It's kind of counterproductive.
Yeah. I don't... Yeah. But, and again, I think that is where working out and making your... Because if that's all you truly want, like, you just want the hookups, you aren't interested in a relationship, then yeah, I mean, you're going to have to pretty much objectify yourself and make yourself the most, like... physically attractive you can.
You just have to, like, detach from that part of yourself, I guess.
Yeah, I personally...
Because there's a lot of emotion that goes into physical connections.
Yeah, and maybe I'm not in the place of, like, I can't see it without emotion, that kind of stuff. Like, there has to be something there for me to
exactly, engage. Yeah, to even want to, yeah.
So enough about the hookup stuff. Let's now talk about these dudes who want a date, like, who want a relationship and just cannot get it.
I think that is the core problem with all of this Andrew Tate
stuff.
I think
that's, yeah, it's more of that. I don't think it's as much these guys who just want to hook up.
They just want to get laid.
I think it's a lot of, like, they want a relationship and they're just like...
Or they just don't know what a relationship is because I've never been in one.
True.
And they're only, like, their only exposure to that is some dude who's obviously successful, in air quotes, with getting a lot of women and getting a lot of money. You know, cool cars, you know, multiple mansions. It's like, this is who they're looking up to. And then he's spouting off this bullshit of, you know, self-help pretty
much.
He's
not the only one.
No, like, but he's like the leader of this army right now.
Yeah, because they call it like the manosphere.
Yes.
And I'd say another bigger influence of that is like Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I mean, I would even go as far to say that like he may have been... the beginning catalyst of all this.
And then, like, Andrew Tate took it to...
the next level.
The next level. Because I think working out, I think it's important, but, like, if you're doing it for yourself, ultimately. Because that's where I'm getting back to, like, respecting your time. Because another thing is you don't want to work out and get, like, chiseled and ripped and everything, and then date someone, and then, like, a month later... lose all of that, like, because then it's like, well, you didn't do it for yourself, you kind of did it to rope someone in and then you didn't care. And if that person's still with you, like, that just also kind of shows that they probably didn't care that much either. You could have built a relationship without doing all of that, right? So, like, but if you are looking into exercising and stuff, like, make sure you're doing it for yourself,
right?
But, like, it can't just be that too. Like, if you're single, evaluate why that is, like, on a mental state, and compassionately. Like, are you... I'm in the belief that I don't think jokes work. Yeah. Like, I also, if you're in your 20s, specifically, like, if you're out of school, I'd say, because once you're out of school, it's like, it does become, if you are looking at that point, like, you're looking for a partner. Or a potential one. And I just think being a little bit more upfront helps too.
It's a hard topic, dude. Cause like there, it's been a problem, you know, probably since the beginning of time. But like, I, even when I was in college, I had like some of my friends or like classmates come up and be like, how do you, they would see like me and Caitlin together and be like, how do you like get it, you know, into a relationship? I would have like guys ask me that, and I was just like, I don't know. Like, you got to find somebody you have a lot of stuff in common with, pretty much.
Well, and like,
and now it's like blown up. It's like you gotta be the best version of you, or like you gotta be fit, and it's, I don't think it's ever that simple.
Well, yeah, because you grow with people too. I've changed.
Yeah, honestly, like the best advice I could give for lonely dudes out there is to pick wisely. Honestly, like, don't go after just looks. Like, pick somebody who, if you're having trouble, like, not, you know, making a connection with somebody that you want, maybe try to find somebody that is more like a friend.
Well, and you can, like, I think it's important, like, because looks, most people can look decent. Like, it's about, like, how you present yourself, too, of, like, are you wearing clothes that fit you? You know, like, are you wearing, if you could fit a 2X, why are you wearing a 4X shirt? Why are you wearing, like, I don't know, just purposely uncomfortable stuff? I don't know. I feel like it's just clean up a little bit, right? Like, because I could slob it out. I could be, like, going out in public in basketball shorts that are goofy stained up and some big 4X hoodie for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, it's comfortable, yeah, but, like, it's not...
It's hard.
I'd also walk around with less confidence. I don't know. I feel like the way you dress has a big part of it. And it's not even that you got to buy expensive stuff. It's like...
I don't even think it's that.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just the way you carry yourself. Like, how are you walking, too? Like, do you slouch and look sad when you walk? Like, just this mental attitude of, like, respecting yourself. But it's also that, like, if I was in the dating world right now, and what I see is people who are so attached to, like, I've got to date my best friend, where it's like, you could date and then that person becomes your best friend. Like, you don't have to, if you're an adult at this point and you're asking a woman to hang out, she knows what you're doing. That's my thought, is like, when you ask someone as an adult to hang out and they don't know you prior, they know what you're doing. They don't even want to date. So just say that.
Yeah.
Just say, I would like to take you out a date. Like, be clear about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And be okay with no.
I think, like, being up front and asking him to, like, come over is weird, too.
Yeah, like, I don't think that's a good first date.
Public places if you don't know the person.
Yeah. Because it's, you could make someone very uncomfortable very quickly.
Yeah. It's hard because there's so many different, like, ways to go about it.
If I was a single woman and you are a single man, what are you texting me? Using Tinder, too, because you could use Tinder to do all this. I think they have, like... In descriptions, from what I understand, like, you can put what you're looking for, like, as far as relationship or hookup. But if, like, I'm looking for a relationship, what are you messaging first?
If you're a woman and I'm the guy?
Yeah. Or I'm just some random woman and I'll respond.
I don't know, because, like, I feel like my go-to would be, like, getting as much information about you as I could. How was your day? What?
Like, opening line, though, is what I'm getting at.
Opening line?
Opening line.
Oh, man. Ugh, dude, I'm so out of practice. I think...
I think it's way easy than people think.
Well, I'm trying to think back from the last time I ever had to ask a woman.
But I mean, like, right now, what would you do?
I don't know. Like, that part of my brain is gone.
Because,
you know,
to me...
I'm out of practice.
Well,
I've been out of practice for 11 years.
I would suggest, like, straight up going, like, hey, I am, or I don't know, like, you word it specific, but, like, hey, I was wondering if you would like to go on a date. And then that's the opening line. I assume, unless the person has no interest in you off the jump.
The opening, I don't know. I feel like you gotta, like, I feel like that has a very low success rate.
I don't know. I just feel like the jokes need to wait until you're actually with that person.
Well, it's almost like writing an essay, right? You gotta get an attention grabber. You know? Because think about how many, like...
guys are messaging the same person.
Exactly. You gotta stand out from the crowd.
I think what would get someone's attention is, like...
like, subtle.
Maybe making the plan and everything there. Because, like, if I'm filtering through jokes and filtering through... like, the jokes would maybe get me.
That could be a little forward, though. Like, hey, I've got reservations at this
place. No, not reservations. Like, hey, like, I was thinking about seeing if you wanted to go on a date. We could maybe go to, like, dinner. And then, like, I don't know. Because it's like, well, if they don't respond, you move on, go to the next one. That's the other thing. I don't think it should be so much coercion to get someone to go on a date with you.
Yeah.
Especially because it's like, that's the other thing. Like, they have options, but so do you. Like,
true.
Because I feel like there's a lot of women who, like, are fighting this battle of, like, am I going to go and possibly get majorly disrespected on a date? Because I've heard horror stories, like, of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. This day and age, I don't know if I necessarily feel like I'm qualified to speak on the dating world.
Well, I feel like you're also, you would go after a mature person, which is very clear, like, by how someone's profile is probably set up, right? Like, you can find mature people who would probably respond to that.
Yeah, I don't think Tinder would be the place to go.
There'd be other places.
Yeah.
And that's up to you to find. But then let's skip forward. Someone's agreed to go on a date. What do you do next? Like, you go to the date, you meet, how does that go? Because to me, that's where you find out all the information. And right. It's not like interrogating.
Well, I mean, even if you don't have to find out all the information there, but like, yeah, interrogating. No, I mean, that's...
Just get to know the person.
Yeah, it's not that complicated. Like, it's literally just hanging out.
And seeing, like... Because throughout...
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe dudes are just thinking way too hard on it, and it just needs to be natural.
That's what I think. I think they're like... It's like they think it's a game where you have to, like, say the exact right thing. Exactly, you have to do the exact right thing. So then Andrew Tate and these dudes come up, and they're like, here's the thing.
Here's it's what you have to do.
Being rude.
Right.
Like, you need to show you're the alpha male by, like, being rude, not texting them back. Like, I don't know if that would ever work. Like,
I don't think anybody wants that.
No. Like, there's a
Any
reason.
Any sane person would not want that.
Yeah. Well, because it's not fun. I feel like most people, when they go on a date, like, they still expect some fun.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Single guys, what are we going to do?
Yeah. I don't know. It's not my problem, though.
No. I'm just saying, my advice is it's not the Tate route. I have a feeling like that is
Obviously,
not the way
dude's
to go.
In fucking prison right now. I don't think that's the way to go.
Like, Unless see working out as too. A separate thing is my biggest advice. Like, working out, see that as not having to do anything with dating. Yeah. It has nothing to do with it. That's a you thing.
Has anything to do with dating other than dating.
Yeah.
That's it.
Connecting with someone.
Yeah.
Like, because what's working out do if it's a Skype date?
Let's bring it back to the basics. You don't have to do all this shit to be in a relationship.
No, you don't. You just have to be a pleasant person.
Just get to know somebody.
Be nice. Yeah. Be someone they want to be around.
Be a nice boy like your mom would like.
Have a good time. You know? If you're on a date and you're like, especially after a couple dates, if you're like, man, there's this thing I do that's really fun. Like, I don't know. Maybe you like doing golf or Top Golf. Take them with you. And then ask them, what do you do in your free time? I'd like to do it with you if it's something new, or check it out.
Maybe these guys should just ask their moms what they think a nice boy would be like.
Be careful. Because do you want to find your mom?
No. But like... I feel like these top dogs right now don't really have a good relationship with their mothers.
Or any female in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even like referring to women as females, but just like in general, like there's no woman in their life who they respect because they probably don't know any.
They all got mommy issues.
Yeah. Steer clear of that. Or daddy issues. Like, yeah.
Mommy issues and bad dad. Next topic.
Oh, you want to go to the next? I did have one more thing.
Did you have more? Okay, go
ahead. I had one more thing. One thing I've seen a lot of debate around is paying for the first date. How do you feel about that?
What?
Yeah.
Not even a question.
Right. And it's not even a thing of like me being the man. It's like I'm most likely going to be the one initiating the date. And since I asked, I feel like it's up to me to be able to like follow through.
You know, even if the girl like insists on paying, like she wants to pay, she can pay.
I'd let her, yeah.
Yeah. That's not a big deal.
And I don't see it as, like, she pays, that's game over. And if it is, again, just move on.
No.
Go to the next person.
Yeah, if she, like, insists on paying, just let her do it.
Because if you convince someone to date,
you can go buy her ice cream afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel. If somebody buys me dinner, I'm buying dessert.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, like, for the single men, it goes a long way. Like, it's not a, like... it's not about girls liking it. It just seems like a courteous thing to do. An unnecessarily courteous thing that really doesn't benefit you. And that's what's powerful about it.
Mm-hmm.
Acts that don't benefit you, but benefit this other person.
Sure. So. Golden rule. Treat others the way you wish to be treated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby.
Baby.
All right. Now, on to the next and final topic, which I don't know how long we've been going.
About 40 minutes.
About 40 minutes. I'd say this is a good final topic. It might go on a little long, so stick with us. Not really editing this one, so it can go on a little longer, I'd say.
Sure. Well, this is our...
There's a lot of catching up to do.
This is our reheated episode. We're on seconds right now.
Yo, there's a lot to catch up on entertainment-wise. Let's start... What do you want to start with? Games, TVs? I want us to do TV last.
Oh, shit, I forgot the whole entertainment section we were doing.
Games or movies? I want to save the other two for last.
I would say we've got more content with games.
So do movies first? Get it out of the way?
Sure.
So are there any movies besides what I've listed here that you want to go over? Because I cannot think of any that really stuck out to me. Because I feel like we covered a lot.
Sonic 2.
Oh, dude. You know what came out? Oh, yeah, the Sonic 2. But you know what came out that we didn't cover?
What?
No Way Home.
Oh, that's true.
We want to tell the story? We'll talk about, so I'll just start.
Yeah, go ahead.
We all decided, we went with a group of us dudes, bros. And we were like, wouldn't it be funny to dress up as Spider-Man? And one person in our group did it, fully dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
Two people fully dressed up.
Yep.
And the others of us wore masks, which is fine.
Wasn't Avery one of those two people?
Avery was one of those two people. And JB was the other.
You're right.
Both dudes that actually would fit in a Spider-Man costume. It was fun, and it was really funny to see. But
yeah, it was so funny. I got a picture of Avery up at the cashier's stand buying popcorn.
Yep. We had one of JB too, and then JB,
maybe it was JB that I'm thinking about.
JB got the costume like 2 months before we went and saw the movie, because I bought it and I was like, it was going to be his Christmas present. Like, hey, wear this in the movie, it'd be so funny. But we got it early and I just was like, man, I know he wants to wear that suit. He was geeked. We put him on the roof of our house at night so he could do his Spider-Man poses. And then neighbors were looking at us. So then we brought JB down and went back inside. It's so funny.
Hey, get down from there.
Hey, get down. Hey, is that Spider-Man?
That's Spider-Man. Do a backflip.
So anyways, besides all that, we saw that movie. I guess what we could do is just kind of rate it. What'd you think? Out of 10.
I mean, it was a good movie.
I still
needed
it.
More Toby time, but
yeah,
I'd give it a 7.5.
I'd maybe go 9.
That's
pretty high on it.
Wow.
I think all this MCU Spider-Mans are good. I think people...
Nah.
Well, maybe not Far From Home.
Far From Home was dookie.
Yeah. It's slower, but like Homecoming and No Way Home are really good.
I agree.
I don't like the retroactive slander those movies get. Like, they're fun movies.
Yeah.
I will always, if I start either of those, I will finish it all the way.
Yeah. It's just like, the originals are classics, though. I think it's hard because a lot of people compare them to those movies, like especially the first two Raimi movies.
I watched the two Amazing Spider-Man because I really liked Andrew Garfield in No Way Home. And I was like, am I just jaded? Was he good in those other two? And he is in the second one, but the first movie's rough for me.
Yeah,
I just find it super boring.
There's too much setup.
Yeah, but the second movie is really good, actually. Or at least I thought. Like, I thought it was fun. I'd give it like a middling movie. It's okay.
I wish they did more because I think they were following the Ultimate series with that one. And that's one of my favorite Spider-Man series because that's the one I grew up on. Ultimate Spider-Man.
I'm not going to go over all the MCU stuff. Have you been getting a little fatigued?
With MCU? Mm-hmm. No, I think this phase has been slow. But I think it's about to kick up with this new Ant-Man movie.
Well, and there's been some bangers. Like, not too much of it was dookie.
I'm like, for the first time in a while, pretty hyped for this Ant-Man movie, though.
Yeah, I'm hyped for Ant-Man.
Quantumania.
I liked Shang-Chi.
I haven't watched that one.
It's fun. It's very fun.
And I want to watch The Eternals, too. I think that might just be as I haven't been keeping up.
I haven't watched Eternals. I'm not really excited. I heard that one's really boring.
But also, they're doing a lot of shows right now. So yeah. We've had, like, She-Hulk, Miss Marvel, Daredevil's getting another show.
She-Hulk? I liked She-Hulk.
She-Hulk was very good.
Miss Marvel started off the first two episodes kind of strong, but then just... I don't know what happened. Bro. Like, it's like third episode, someone else took over that show.
I don't know what you're talking about. Like, that first episode, I got 15 minutes in and had to turn it off.
You didn't like the stylistic?
I hated it.
I thought it was fun, but I didn't know what was coming after. So
no,
like,
way, dude. I could not sit through that ADHD nightmare that was happening.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of flashing light. But, yo, especially, like, the second half, well, really three on, I don't know what happened. I'm like... because all of that went away, and it got replaced with like boring generic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the girl that plays Miss Marvel, I like her.
Oh yeah,
I'm excited to see her more stuff.
I have no problem with the actors or anything. It's just like
lame villain.
I don't even know who the villain was. I didn't watch Hawkeye.
Hawkeye was fun.
Poor Jeremy Renner.
Yeah. What else came? Falcon and the Winter Soldier came out too.
That one I did watch and I enjoyed.
I like that one.
Yeah, Loki was very good.
Loki was very good. Yeah.
WandaVision. I still think WandaVision was pretty good.
Yeah.
Even though Conan the Barbarian didn't show up.
I would have pooped. That would have been so cool.
That was your like prediction in the last episode.
I was so off the wall. I was like, yo, wouldn't that be so cool?
So if you didn't listen to the last episode, go back, even though the audio is pretty goddamn awful in that last episode. But some of our predictions for the end of that show were pretty funny and nothing happened.
I feel like that was a big part of the fun of that show.
Because one of the actors came out and was like, something special is going to happen. Like somebody you're not expecting is going to show up, and nobody showed up.
Oh, it was Quicksilver. But like not really.
Which was nothing.
Yeah, it like turned out not to even really be.
Yeah.
But it was still fun. Like the ride was fun with that show.
Yeah, it was
a moment.
And that was their first like television show.
Cuz if I were to go and rewatch it, I'd get very bored. Because like when you know what's happening, the mystique of those first three episodes specifically, like they're just dry.
I think they did enough to keep it fresh, cuz like each episode had its own stylistic.
Yeah, but if you don't care about that source material at all, like a rewatch isn't as fun. Because when you don't know what's happening and you get those little blurbs at the end, that's the sauce of that show.
Yeah, but I think them doing it that way kind of revived what like classic television was. Like you used to have to wait a week.
But that's what I'm saying. And now the ride was awesome.
Right, and more people are starting to bring it back around to that. Like HBO shows are doing once a week, but like Netflix even like dialed it back, and maybe we'll do like three episodes in one, or like even one episode a week, like what they did with Stranger Things.
Well, now that we're on TV, let's go ahead and talk about some of this stuff. There's one thing I want to leave to the very end. But I did not watch Rings of Power, or is it House of the Dragon? Or is it plural dragons?
Rings of Power is Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Oh, it's House of the Dragon.
Singular, right?
Singular.
Okay. I did not watch either of those. But you did. Do you want to talk about them?
I watched the first episode of Rings of Power twice. I tried the first time and got bored 20 minutes in. And tried it again when I was on an airplane and actually enjoyed it, but I haven't watched it since.
Kind of fell off.
No, it was good. They're long episodes.
So you might pick back up.
I think I'll pick it back up soon.
But you finished House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon was very good as a Game of Thrones fan. It was interesting kind of seeing the differences in the starting seasons of each show. It kind of is the opposite. And I'll leave it at that for people who haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I've not seen it.
But it's very good. I was a fan of Game of Thrones. I watched most of the last three seasons when they were coming out. We got caught
like
up
live
around college time. And I got caught up in like season four, but yeah, I mean, everybody knows how the last season was, and it's good, but it's just they rushed it.
Rushed it to get to the Star Wars project that got canceled.
Yep, because of that.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they've come out and said, like, I think George R. R. Martin said he wanted to do, like, three more seasons at the end of that show, which would have been so good.
So, two other shows that came out. There's a third one, but, again, I'm saving it for the very end of the show. The Boys and Invincible mm-hmm. both came out, and I really enjoyed both of those. Like, I think those are, like, top-tier TV to me.
Was Invincible? That came out during our hiatus?
Mm-hmm. It was last year.
The whole thing. Feels like so long ago.
I know. And they're about to do season two.
Yeah. That's a good show.
Our hiatus was beginning of 2021. Like, we stopped after that.
Yeah, it's 2023. Oof.
Yeah, actually, The Boys had two seasons come out while we were
COVID's been around for 4 years.
Huh?
COVID's been around for 4 years.
It's still around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it three or four?
Do we want to talk about COVID? I'm okay with not. I feel like everyone's talked about it.
It's just a nice little timestamp.
It is a timestamp. It's a jade of time. Would like, you?
We broadcasted when all that happened. It just yeah. It's funny because now we're, you know, as of recording January 28th, 2023. And we were recording when
it's
you know,
got
Armageddon was happening.
Take it if you want. It's yeah. kind of how I feel at this point. With
it's
COVID.
Just it's funny to think about.
Let's go ahead and move on to games.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's do movies and then we'll do games.
There's not really much here in movies.
Yeah, I don't. Again, we talked about the Marvel stuff. It's hard also to think back of that gap. And the only two things that really stick out because they were kind of recent is I did see Elvis, but you said you didn't. Did you try it all?
No, that movie looks so lame to me.
It was cool. I mean, but I like music movies like that. They just scratch an itch for me.
I could care less. I mean, I feel the same way about the Bohemian Rhapsody movie that I watched, that I bought, and then watched. I hated that movie, too. It's boring to me.
A big thing I like when those movies do, which Elvis kind of did and kind of didn't.
Also, that lead actor was super pretentious. Yeah.
His fake accent that he has now.
Yeah. And
he did a good job in the role, though. Like, if we just isolate that, like, he did a good job. I think he's supposed to be in Dune, the new Dune movie coming out. But
right.
The only other movie that I have listed here... is Dragon Ball Super Superhero.
Woohoo!
I could talk forever about this.
That was
I loved
a good
this movie. Right off the heels of Broly.
I don't know about that. I mean,
there's a little bit of gap of time, right?
It's been about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, and COVID probably delayed that too.
Yeah. But then also, like, a lot of people were skeptical because it was all 3D.
I was skeptical.
I was very skeptical.
I was kind of bummed. But now,
I'm
like,
still kind of bummed. Like, I still kind of wish it was 2D.
I think 2D would have looked great and looked better, but I'm okay with it being 3D because they've now shown that they can make it look good because I was worried it was going to look like
Battle
a video
Gods.
Game. Yeah, like Xenoverse. I was just worried.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I mean, not all video games are bad.
Well, like Kakarot.
They could have done, Kakarot was very good and Fighters.
Yeah.
If they did a Fighters-styled movie, that would be insane.
Well, I think a lot of, like, doing the 3D and then drawing over it after the fact is kind of the way to go there. But
yeah, it's just, like, animated textures.
But the plot was so good. Like, that's the other thing with that. It being 3D and, like, the visuals were great. There's a lot of good-looking stuff in that movie. And I feel like the fight scenes I like just as much as Broly because they have more, like, scope of the 3D space they're in because they can move around a lot. Just being in 3D, but like
it definitely helped production.
But the plot was great. I love the plot.
Yeah, the plot was good. The script was funny. Like Piccolo had some great moments.
The HR line really got you.
Yeah, I was dying in that theater. It was super funny. But I mean, even along from that, like there was interesting elements that the directors kind of wanted to do with this movie, like especially with the soundtrack, like wanting to make it an actual superhero soundtrack and not like traditional Dragon Ball.
Yeah. Which, but that traditional Dragon Ball is good. But yeah, I like the spin on it. A lot of hints to like Raimi's Spider-Man, which I like. The big orchestra, which they had in the previous one too. Like Broly's movie soundtrack is really good too.
Yeah, and there are even parts of this movie that were like weirdly serious. Like the last fight scene.
We'd spoil it because anyone who cares about this has seen it.
Yeah. The final move between Gohan and Cell Max was incredible. The way that it was shot, the effects, and the song for that was just, it put me in a weird place.
Yeah, because it wasn't like
it was almost kind of scary.
Yeah, it was a lot of like no noise noise. Like very
like a space.
It put the focus on what was happening more than the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like the new transformations. I think they look cool. I do tend to like more Orange Piccolo than I do Beast Gohan or whatever.
Yeah.
Gohan Beast.
I like everything. Beast all the transformation. I don't understand the new green Piccolo transformation still because I mean maybe that's just something for the next storyline, but
I think it was to make it visually apparent that like something happened, but it wasn't the thing to happen. Yeah, because I wonder how different it would have been to make him straight orange from the get-go, but then you wouldn't have had the fight. So I think it's just that like lime green Piccolo,
yeah,
or lemon where he's
smooth, smooth Piccolo.
I think it's just a visual indicator that something happened.
Yeah.
But I think it's supposed to look minor on purpose.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's like a Kaioken kind of thing.
That's kind of, or Ultimate Gohan is kind of how I saw it, where it's like,
yeah,
just slightly enhanced.
A little bonus buff.
But then the orange.
Orange Piccolo was sick.
Super sick. I love that form.
Beefy Piccolo.
It makes sense for him too. So I think that's enough Dragon Ball.
I think now we've lost all of our audience.
Stay tuned, because we got one more show to talk about. I want to talk about the games, because again, this is really kind of all over the place, but it's because we're catching up.
Like, yeah,
things will be way more focused next episode.
This is our reheated episode. The Beef Stew Revival.
I think it'd be cool on YouTube. Like, I will try to watch and put a comment of timestamps. So maybe people can.
Oh, are we putting this on YouTube?
We'll talk about it after.
I was going to say, if we were going to do that, we should just record through OBS.
Well, I don't want to do anything visual, right? Like, but I mean, just
it would have just been a repeating background.
Yeah. I just mean like
how we used to do it.
I'd be fine with that. We'll see. We'll talk about it. So the games.
Mm-hmm.
Let's first talk with some of the smaller shit. So I'd say Kirby, you played it and didn't like it.
I didn't think it was
worth the money. You sold it and bought something else. Do you remember what you bought?
That is right. I forgot that I bought it. I returned it, and I think I got... Was that when I got the Ghost of Tsushima
PS5? That's what you got.
Okay. Way worth the money for that one.
Oh, like...
More playtime, better game.
I enjoyed Kirby. It's not as strong as like mainline Mario games for me, but it's fun enough. I had a good time. And then
that's the one I should let you borrow.
Ghost of Tsushima.
You should play that.
PS5 version. I also, someone got me for Christmas The Last of Us Part 1,
remastered.
Yeah,
for the second time.
I enjoyed it a lot, especially now. I really,
yeah,
I'm glad I played it. But yeah, went on from that. Sonic Frontiers.
I got to pre-order Hogwarts Legacy today.
Hogwarts Legacy.
I'm sure we'll be talking about that in the future.
Yeah, that's very complicated, but yeah.
I mean,
we'll talk about it when it comes up.
Is it complicated?
I'd say no. You're talking, real quick, you're talking about a billionaire who like sucks, but she's so rich that I really don't even think if this game made her... Because it's not going to make as much money.
It's going to affect a lot more regular people than it is going to affect her.
Yeah. Like, I don't think she will see a dent. Like, her book sales will dwarf whatever this game makes of that year. Like, the books will sell better than this game does this year. Mm-hmm. She really won't feel it. And even if she does, like, I see it as more of, like, I'm supporting the people who made the game. Mm-hmm. Because if they made something good... And I personally don't think they will make a sequel to this. I think that team will make something cool outside of it. I think WB will have them do something different, too.
Maybe. I think the game will still be successful regardless of all the
sure it will.
Publicity.
I'm just saying, like, it could sell great, and I don't think it would matter to J.K. Rowling.
No.
Because she also, like, it's not like Fantastic Beasts where she wrote it. She didn't have any involvement with this. Like, she's just the IP holder.
Right.
Like, yeah.
It'll be a good game, though.
But if you don't buy it because
you feel like,
I don't judge you. I think both sides are valid. It's because no one's buying this game and being like, I'm buying it because of J.K. Yeah. Rowling's politics. No one's doing that.
And it would be weird if you did.
Yeah. So just decide on that. Sonic Frontiers. I played and I had a great time, dude. Movie was great, by the way. But the third one with Shadow... Y'all ain't ready. Avatar 3, you better kick a new date, boy. That was fun. You didn't even want to touch that game.
No.
You were so far away.
That is like, man, what is the cringiest thing I do that you don't enjoy?
Wow. Or maybe, like, do you play Valorant still?
I've never played Valorant.
I don't find that cringy, though. Find WoW not... I don't really find WoW cringy.
Yeah, I was about to say, you've said a couple times that you'd be interested in playing. I don't know, man. What is...
It's kind of unique. Yeah. Sonic's got a unique grip on me.
It really does.
Like, I can't explain it. It's just like, they you are just so... You just haven't
grown out of that yet.
Well, they so tug on nostalgia. It's kind of their main thing. Like, they don't really bring new stuff.
Because Sonic was always there for you when you were a kid.
Yeah, he was. So was Shadow and all his little friends.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're not into, like...
furry stuff?
Yeah.
No, I just like the games. I think they are fun.
I'm into, like, Sonic Moore videos. Hey, Chris, look at my big stinky toes.
You want to suck on them?
I'm going to step on you.
Please don't. Elden Ring also came out.
Game of the year, baby. Let's go. That game was sick, and it deserves it.
Yeah. I didn't play that one.
You need to play that.
You know, I do need to play that. That's not a game where I'm like...
It's so good, dude.
Like, I want to play it. Like, Red Dead 2, I did not care that much.
Your problem is, like, with video games, you don't like to dedicate time.
I really don't. But when something hooks me, it does hook me.
Because, like, you don't play RPGs. Mm-mm. Ever.
The closest I do is like when a mainline game kind of goes in that direction.
Tells
like,
you what to do.
Like God of War Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Because I was worried there too. I was like, man, if I get this game, am I really going to want to spend the hours on it? But that game gripped me. I finished it in like
a week.
Yeah. I loved God of War Ragnarok. Yeah.
And that was a good, you know, 40 to 60 hour game.
And I knew I'd like it. I mean, I'd love the first one too. I don't know. It was a game where I was like, yeah, it's going to spend a lot of my time. But
it's the story, man. Those like narrative games. Sorry. Those narrative games, like, it's very similar gameplay, but the story is what grabs you and just buckles that seatbelt for you. Mm. Like, once you start that game and, like, the big thing happens in the first 10 minutes, you're hooked.
Yeah, you're having a great time. So, real quick, let's go ahead and talk about one thing I want to do weekly until it's over is The Last of Us on HBO has been coming out. And what's exciting is there are people in my life, like my sister, my mom, some other people I know who never played the game, but are watching the show and they're digging it. And really? I'm so happy about that. Yes.
I'm curious. Do you know
of anyone who hadn't played the game, but's watching the show?
I think my sister is, but everyone I associate with has either played the game or watched somebody play the game.
But like your parents, have you told them about it?
I did tell them about it, but I don't think they're watching.
Because, I mean, I think the show is amazing. Mm-hmm. And there are parts of the show that I like more than the game.
I mean, it was HBO's like second highest growing show to ever come out, other than Game of Thrones, I think.
Like mainline Game of Thrones, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it would hook people because I think that story's great. I think the only downside is it's a game, so a lot of people don't check it out. But like Tess, so
how much of the audience do you think doesn't realize that it was a video game though? I'm watching a streamer right now who was interested in watching the show, but is going back and playing the game first. And they were going to play it alongside of watching the show, but I don't think they've watched the show yet.
I think there's probably about, because they don't hit you with the PlayStation like logo, because I feel like most people in general know what that logo is. Mm-hmm. They don't hit you with that till after the credits. So like, I mean, yeah, I could see you going along and not understanding that.
Do you think this is the most successful video game adaptation there's ever been?
No. Sonic 2.
Just wait till that Mario movie comes out.
Yeah, I think
that Mario movie's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Now, it's hard with The Last of Us because it's a show and, like, streaming. If it sticks the landing all the way to season, like, the end of the season, yes, I do think it will be the most successful because it's like, it'll have the money and numbers that way to back it up, but it's also going to be the best critically acclaimed. Like, they'd have to drop the ball, and I don't see that happening. I feel like it's pretty clear how to adapt it.
Well, just remember how polarizing the second game was.
Now, that's the other thing. They got confirmed for a season two.
Yeah.
That's where I'm really curious, because, like,
to see if it's just angry gamer guys or if it's...
I believe it's angry gamer.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't think general audiences will hate it because they'll understand it.
When this show came out, the whole argument about the second game came back up with, like, my core group of friends. And there's one friend I have that, like, refused to play it for whatever reason. I still don't know. And it just, it reignited that fire. And we, like, we were arguing in a group chat. And somebody was like, man, you guys are really mean.
Well, I do want to say, too, Neil Druckmann confirmed it will cover. Like, because I know Avery said something about, like, you think they're going to cover the whole first game in this first season? And, yes, I've heard before, too, that, like,
yeah,
yes,
I thought so, yeah.
And then, he confirmed that season two is going to
be the second game.
Second game. Now, I don't think they will be able to do that in one season unless it's a big season.
Yeah.
Which it could be. Because, again, if you take the gameplay out of those games, the story is, like, 3 to 5 hours. I think it's 6 hours for the second game, like just cutscenes. So you could do it.
It'd be interesting if they kind of release them side by side, because like there's still supposedly a third game coming out. So yeah, I think if they do two seasons, that would give them time to release the third game and then continue on to a season four.
Yeah, cool. Now they might be able to capture everything in season two. I think it would be... I seriously don't think people... Like, the general audience will not have a problem with what happens in that game. I really do think it's, like, the leaks and people who saw the leaks and just held on to it so tight to where, like, they just blacked out the story.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think season two will... In fact, I think season two will be more successful.
Probably.
Because I think there will be another debate that's not... Because the internet was different back in 2013. And there is a part of the ending, which... I won't spoil the ending of The Last of Us. Because if people are watching who are just watching the show. But that ending will be very polarizing.
Yep.
But in a good way. Like, I don't think anyone's going to hate the show. But I think it'll spark debate and topic, and people will talk about it. Then season two will come out, and there'll be even more debate. So I think there'll be enough discussion because it's very interesting to talk about.
Yep.
And I think season two will be great. I'm so excited. Now, I know you... Are you not digging Bella Ramsey as Ellie?
No, I think she's doing a great Ellie. Why do you say that?
Well, I know, was it, it's hard to talk about. Maybe we should stop.
Do you just want to give a spoiler warning?
Yeah, let's, we have TikTok was like our final thing to kind of preview.
That's next. Super. That's super short.
Go ahead and just say that, and then we'll go into last
week. I don't even know if it's worth mentioning.
Because TikTok kind of blew up between our gap too.
Oh, you just want to talk about TikTok in general?
Is that what you were gonna say, or what were you
gonna
say?
No. This last topic that I added here at the end was just interesting to me because it kind of sparked the revival of this podcast. It was like I posted like some of our old clips to TikTok on my channel, and like some of the stream highlights and stuff. And there was like somebody who commented on one of the videos recently who was like, "Hey, I just got kicked out of the Beef Stew podcast live." And I was like, "What?" I looked at it, or I searched it in TikTok, and it was like some, I don't even know how to, like, it was like a trans person's podcast they were doing on TikTok.
Oh, and they called it
the Beef Stew Pod, or just Beef Stew Podcast. But I was like, it was funny. So like after that, I was like Googling how many Beef Stew podcasts are out there. And I don't think there is any, but I think we might need to like look into trademarking this podcast name if we want to keep it.
I'm okay with other people having the name. I think.
Well, I'm just saying if anything happens, like I would hate to have to rebrand, you know?
I would be okay with like, we'd be able to come up with something. I feel like we're clever enough. Even a rename would be fine with me. I like Beef Stew and I'd love to keep it, but like, if it ever became a problem, I wouldn't be against just renaming, because it's like our content's what people care about.
Right.
Like, now, will I be nice to the people who would inevitably make us change it? Oh, no.
But what if we like keep getting confused with the other Beef Stew podcasts?
I don't know who's doing what
we're doing. Because we're very different.
Not with that name. Like, there are people definitely doing the same shit we're doing, but like not with our name.
I'll see if I can find it real quick. It was super funny. And I was like, I responded to them. I'm like, I think this is a different Beef Stew podcast. Sorry you got kicked though.
Yeah, we'll maybe talk about that after the show with the naming, but just to also give it a little tease, the next episode. So this one's kind of just audio, us catching up, but the next one is going to be fully edited, and we are going to talk about.
Let's maybe not raise the bar so much on the editing part.
We'll see how well it goes, how tough this program is.
We're going to try to bring it back to like when we were bumping with the edits, but you know, that takes
time. With the edits, but also like shorter episodes. That way we can bump with the edits. Anyways,
especially if we're doing weekly like content drought.
So real quick, spoiler warning for what do you want to spoil? Just these two episodes, or do you want to talk about like everything? I'd like to talk about everything. Spoiler warning for not
for
just
Last of Us.
Yeah, not just episode one.
Everything.
Two, everything. Were you just worried about? So get out now. Were you worried about her age being a problem
for season two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've seen clips to where she's aged a little bit, and like I feel like it'll be a little bit more.
I think she's just like naturally short, and Ellie gets kind of like taller. Like, well, Bella Ramsey looks like she's still in early high school.
Well, do you think they would do the flashback scenes? That wouldn't have been filmed yet.
Maybe.
Like the spaceship.
Or maybe they try to sneak it into this season.
If they were going to do that, because it all takes place after.
Well, if they sneak it into this season, they could just use it as recycled footage for the flashbacks.
No, I mean like the stuff that happens after game one, but like canonically with how game two goes.
Oh.
So like the spaceship. Her finding out what happened.
Yeah.
I feel really bad for anyone who didn't turn this off. Or like driving. It's like, I can't.
Yeah, maybe let's be vague about the.
I mean, we're not here in a minute. I'm going to go into it, but like I think you still have to film the flashback scenes. So like there being this weird amount of time is fine. I guess it would depend how long it takes them to get through it, cuz another thing with Ellie's age it really shows, and this is going to sound silly, it really shows with what she wears, her tattoo, and her hair.
Mm-hmm.
In the second game, because, like, yeah, she gets a little bit taller, but it's like, and her tone and, like, what she does is what separates her age for me. Like, smoking weed, being as involved with Dina and, like, that kind of adult relationship, how much charge she takes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that will be more polarizing than Joel's death. Now, I hope you really turned this off before you got here. But I think... Because, yeah, I think people are going to be like, Ellie's mean in season two.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised no one complains about, like, with the game. That's always about, like, Joel's death and, like, Ellie.
How jaded she becomes.
Well, and how she can't. Why didn't she kill Abby? Is the complaints I see. Because, again, they're so attached to Joel.
I love that she didn't, though.
Oh, yeah.
I think that gives so much depth to her character and, like, her development as a human.
Because that's another thing. That's going to be another tough casting right there, is Abby.
Look, we did a whole episode on the part two of The Last of Us. So if you want our take on that, go watch that.
But as far as the show, like, you have to cast Abby. I wonder how much they feel. Because you know how
I did see Abby was trending when they announced they're doing a second season.
A lot of people have a lot of good suggestions. I mean, I don't. Ultimately, they'll go with whatever they want. And I don't think they'll do any of these fan castings. I've seen a lot. Did you ever watch Cobra Kai?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
later,
yeah.
Seasons,
the blonde girl.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've seen. She would be great.
She would be very good.
Especially now that show's over.
She's a good actress too,
and she's around that age. Yeah. Like, because her and Ellie are supposed to be, I think, the same age. Maybe Abby's a little older, but, like, regardless, like, she's perfect for it. Yeah. I've seen a couple other actresses, but. I'm curious to how the first season ends with the death of the doctor. Because that whole segment's a lot of gameplay. And then it's just leads up to that final cutscene and him carrying her out.
Yeah, I think they're going to keep it pretty vague like they did in the first part.
Or I could see them, like, changing it to where it's not the doctor who dies, but then it's like you lose Mel.
Yeah, no, I think...
It has to be the doctor,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's going to be... It has... Well...
Mel, Owen, like...
With the relationship to Abby, too.
Well, no, I mean, like, if they made Abby's dad something else, like just a random soldier or something.
Nah, they should keep it. I think they should do exactly what they did in the game.
I agree, because it's like a soldier and a doctor are different in this world, because a doctor really doesn't assume they're going to die in this situation, right? Like, a soldier's kind of like, in this world, they understand that that's kind of the risk, but a doctor... doesn't assume that risk. So it's almost like, yeah, one in the game too, like, he grabs the knife and tries to like prod Joel back. I mean, it's not
defense.
Yeah, well, no, he blocks Ellie out. Like, that's the other thing. I wonder what would have happened if he didn't die and just, like, Joel did what he did. Like, Abby, I don't think would have went after him, but it's a thing of, like, yeah. That's not how that story is. Like, one thing I like about The Last of Us is how things just happen.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's how life is. Like, hindsight's 20/20. But...
I need to replay the second one.
I know. I just don't know if I want to wait until the show's over.
Yeah. Yeah, because I kind of want to play the first one again. But then again, watching somebody else play it has been kind of like, yeah, I don't really need to play it again.
Have you seen that the sales for the game went up, like, 300%?
I believe it. And that kind of leads me to my second question for you. Is, like, how many people do you think this is going to convince to play the second game now?
I think a lot of people.
Like, a lot of people who wrote it off at first. You think those people will come back, or you think they're going to stand their ground?
I think a lot of them might stand their ground with the first game, but I think, because there's enough talk about how faithful the adaptation is, I think a lot of people will pick up part two when the show is over. I think PlayStation will release a PS5 version of The Last of Us Part 2.
Or maybe just an update.
Or PC.
PC for sure.
Like, if it comes to PC, I think a lot of people will be like, I want to just know what happens
part
next.
Part 1 just came to PC.
Well, I bet, like, they didn't... Because I feel like Part 1 was kind of made for this show. Like, part of me thinks that's why they released the game. so you would have something, like, if you enjoy the show, go play the game. Because that's what happened. Like, people liked the show, and it increased, like, 300%.
Yeah.
And I think part two, people will want to know, like, I want to know what the... Because you can go watch cutscenes, but people don't really do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not for that purpose. So I think a lot of people who wrote the games off will maybe just play part two.
I hope people go play that game. Because it got an absurd amount of hate. I really don't get it. Like, if... I don't know.
I think people were bummed to find out Joel dies super early and just could not let it go.
That's what it was.
Like, a lot of people hated that they killed the main character, but, like, boo fucking who?
Well, and you saw that happens at the beginning and immediately, like, put you in a sour mood. You're like, I hate this. But you don't know
that might be what it is. I think people were affected more emotionally than they were about, like, an actual game.
But
people got attached to Joel, and they killed Joel, and that hurt their feelings too much.
Yeah. Well, and, like, the people who were mad, so they're immediately like, I'm in the camp of this game sucks. But
it's a great game.
But you ignore all the flat, because you get a lot of time with Joel, just not in sequential order.
Right.
Like, you get all the flashbacks that, if it played in order, I feel like no one would really have a problem.
It's so frustrating. And then everyone was, like, making it about, you know, they had transsexual people in the game with Abby and...
Yeah, they thought she was trans, which I wouldn't have had a problem either way, but it's still, like, silly.
It's so dumb. And then they, like, say Neil Druckmann has, like, this weird fetish, and that's he's doing all this on purpose to feed some agenda.
Oh, wait, there were trans people in the game.
What? Well, yeah, there's one.
I'm just trying to be, like, how much am I trying to... You know what would be cool, too, is if they got that actor to play Lev.
Mm-hmm.
That would be super cool. Like, how they did with Marlene.
Every time we talk, the more we bring up about this game, the more memories I have about all the bullshit.
Well, don't get me wrong, too. Like, when Joel dies, I was pissed.
No, like, I mean, like, the game was just, it was a hard game.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot, like, a long game, and a lot happens.
Well, and I think...
And that's why I think they could do two seasons with that game.
Yeah, I mean, I Abby's story alone is so much to cover. Because, I mean, the Rat King, the...
She basically discovers a whole civilization.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the whole epilogue.
Yeah, the epilogue. Which, I think both games, like, you could play part one, and if you were like, I never played part two, you'd have a satisfying story. And the same with part two. Like, if they don't make part three, part two ends just fine. Like,
yeah.
I think if part three happens, it's going to be... I think the plot is most likely going to be Abby finds Fireflies and they actually do end up getting Ellie to help with a cure. And I don't think it ends sour because The Last of Us is a sad game and sad things will happen. But I know Neil Druckmann has said, like, I don't know if he's talking about the theme or the passion behind it, but, like, love being a theme. And it's like, that could be a way of making love be the theme of, like, these sad things happen, but, like, making amends in a world that's like that could be powerful, I think. So that would be my guess. But, yeah, there's the Rat King section. Yeah, the scars in general. I mean, it'd be exciting to see. Mm-hmm. It also kind of depends on what the gap of time is between these releasing.
Probably a couple years.
It would have to take time, right?
Yeah.
Because you'd have to film two seasons worth of content.
Well, just think about, look at their schedule for their other show, which is House of the Dragon. I mean, that first season came out. Obviously, it wasn't greenlit for season two yet because they wanted to see how well it does. I think they just started filming for season two. So it's going to be another year and a half. I think they were saying, you know, middle 2024 is when the next season will come out.
For part two?
Of House of the Dragon.
Oh, House of the Dragon.
So this maybe late 2024.
Yeah, even 2025. Like,
yeah.
Because you have to film all of Ellie's. And again, they could be like, we're breaking it in two. And then that gets it released quicker.
Well, I think, like, with the success of these shows too, it might get them, like, because you don't want people to lose interest. Like, if you wait too long, it's going to be like, who cares?
Yeah.
But if they keep it at a consistent release window, which is typically 1.5 to 2 years,
for shows, I think we'll probably see it mid to late 2024.
Yeah. I'd say so. I just think it will be a very either long season, or I do think it'll be split in two. Because now that I'm thinking about it, like, when you get to Abby's part, you pretty much have to have a whole new show shot with a completely different cast.
Yeah, but I think they have, you know, a recipe down. Like, they've got their set built. They kind of know what they're tackling now with the clickers and everything. Like, there's a lot less they have to figure out mechanically for the story.
But, like, how does the Rat King work? And then now you have, like...
probably CG.
CG, and then you have... I'd be curious to how much clicker-to-person interaction you have, because, again, the second game, you can make them interact, and in the first game, you couldn't. So I bet a lot of the story now is you don't see, like, hunters fighting clickers. The budget would have to be crazy, too, right? Because, like, now you're filming in Seattle... Or, like, filming somewhere else but taking place in Seattle, Wyoming.
Maybe.
Well, you still, because of the age of the actors, you would have to film it all in sequential order. Or, sorry, chronological, not sequential. Mm-hmm. So, like, you got to get the flashbacks with Joel filmed first. Then you have to film the flashback parts of Abby.
Yeah.
Like, where she's young. Well, I guess she wouldn't have to look young. It'll have to be a, like, you're filming an actress play Abby, but then, like, you have to let that actress then bulk up. Because that's a part of Abby's character. Like, it's the hate that drives her to bulk up so hard, because right. She's becoming a weapon.
Get gains.
Yeah. But then you have, yeah, the whole epilogue part on Santa Barbara. Not only that, I mean, you have all of Jackson. So, like, Dina, Tommy's way more involved. You have to find a Jesse, you know, because I think part two, like, doubles the time of part one.
Yep. Very ambitious.
What do you think will happen if, like, they film season two and it's, like, four episodes, or on the fifth episode... takes you, like, just like the game does, flips, and now you're watching a show about Abby the whole time.
You know what would be even cooler? Is if they do that for another season.
Oh, like, they just, they have, like, Abby confront Ellie at that thing, and then it cuts, and then mm-hmm. season three premieres, and now you're starting with Abby.
Mm-hmm.
You think that'd be too much of a gap of time, though? Like, people would be like, maybe. I don't want to watch a season with
Abby. I could see them doing that mid-season, and then at the end of the season is where the rest of the game continues, obviously.
Because in the game, when that happens, it's like a, like, I was like, I don't really want to play this right now kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
You get to that big climax, you're like, man, what's going to happen next? Oh, I'm set back 3 days. But then you build that out and you start to, like, enjoy Abby's story. But with a show, can you do that? Like, if people drop off episode 5, they're not, it's not like a game.
I think
where
HBO would be the people to do that.
With the
shit that they did with Game of Thrones, yeah. I think they're willing to take that risk.
To me, it would be worth it as someone who enjoys that material.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like they're
going to
let
them do whatever they want. So I think there's going to be a lot of, like, faith.
Well, and there'll be a lot of word of mouth of, like, for my mom and my sister who are like...
Just be like, keep watching.
Yeah. It'd be enough of, like, no, you need to continue. Like, this is very important.
Yeah, but I think that's also kind of different for somebody who's watching a show rather than playing a game. Like, when you play a game, you feel like you lost a lot of progress. If you're watching a show, it's like, all right, let's see where this goes.
True. It's like the beginnings of these episodes are super enjoyable, and mm-hmm. they don't continue the story. They give more context.
I'm trying to think of, like, I'm sure there are shows or movies out there that have done something similar to that. Like, Last of Us is not the first to do that.
No, where it, like, switches perspective. I mean...
It's the first game, maybe, to do something like that. Like, a narrative-driven game.
Metal Gear, I think, did it, too. There's one of those games, like, you switch protagonist midway. Mm. But, yeah, it's... I think it's probably didn't happen often because it's super risky. Like, it's probably a huge turnoff to switch the main cast like that to the antagonist, too. Like, because people will not like... Because you won't have any context for Abby besides her killing Joel. Really?
Yeah, you're, like, you're built to hate this person to the maximum extent.
And you're in the whole point of Ellie's plot is to belligerently hunt down this person that you are and with you're, her hating.
You're with Ellie. Like, oh, yeah. You're like, all right, let's go fuck this person up. And then, yeah, you're forced to be the person that you hated wanting this to kill. Whole game.
Oh, and like, you kill Jesse, right? Like, these new characters that you are going to attach yourself, because I really like Jesse. So, like, not only have you hated her for Joel, she does other shit that makes you despise her.
I remember at that moment when you get back to that moment as Abby and you have to fight Ellie. And it was, like, scary, but at the same time, I was like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Because if they kill Ellie, it's like, it's over. Like, I know I would, at that point, I would have been done with the game.
Yeah, I didn't want it to happen. And I was not like
Abby enough to continue playing that game.
But I did like Abby enough at the very end that I was glad she didn't kill Abby.
Yeah, me too. Because
that's where I was like, you know what? No, like, and I don't know. It's so powerful. I'm very curious to what general audiences are going to think of that.
We've spent a third of this podcast just talking about The Last of Us 2.
It's a big show.
And The Last of Us series. And it's going to be a big part of our podcast here in the next few weeks. So,
because how this is going to work, too, is like, I don't want to spoil. I don't want to do this necessarily. Right. I mean, we might like at the end be like, okay, full spoilers and give our thoughts of the episode.
I think we can do like weekly roundups for each episode.
That's what I want to do. And like next week, I want to talk about.
React to the episodes as they come out.
Have you heard about episode 3, dude?
It's Bill's episode.
It's supposed to be the best episode in the whole series.
And it's the longest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Like, I heard it's supposed to be incredible.
The streamer I'm watching right now who's playing it, NMPLOL, he just got to that part.
Of Bill's Town?
It just finished Bill's Town, and it's like, man. Yeah, so.
Nick Offerman's playing him, dude. I'm gonna so be good. Excited.
That's tomorrow.
I heard it's very depressing.
You gonna come over?
Maybe. Well, maybe. I don't know. Part of me just wants to sit down.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. Well, I think that wraps it up.
Again, next episode will not be 2 hours like this one. We're looking more like 30 minutes with some editing.
Yeah. We're at an hour and a half right now.
Yeah.
I'm curious, like, how many people actually stick to
this? What if it sounds like a complete beanbag and, like, we've wasted all this time?
It's still going out. We'll fix it. We'll fix it in the next episode. Like, that's the thing. It's like, even if it's bad, Chris, just put it out. It'll be bad, but we'll fix it eventually.
We'll go to them USB mics if we got it.
We'll have to go back to the Yeti. I'll buy a new Yeti if I have to.
Even though I don't know if it's probably bad back then, too. So I don't know if
it was. We listened to them.
Yeah, I don't think the Yetis will help.
Yeti. Look, we're working with professional equipment now. We gotta learn how to use that equipment.
Yep.
And it's hard.
That's it for us.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Signing out. Beef Stew episode. I don't even know what episode.
I'll know for next time.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye everyone.